This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Greece's prime minister apologized on Monday for failures in tackling the devastating wildfires that have burned across the country for the past week. Many parts of Greece are burning for a seventh day. The biggest blaze on Evia, the second biggest Greek island, located just off the mainland east of Athens. More than 500 fires have been burning across Greece, forcing the evacuation of dozens of villages and thousands of people, and there have been growing public anger at delays and breakdowns in the government's response. The prime minister went on television late on Monday to make an apology and promised that mistakes would be identified and rectified and called for unity. The fires broke out last week during Greece's worst heat wave in three decades, with searing temperatures and dry heat causing tinderbox conditions. It comes as the United Nations panel on climate change told the world on Monday global warming is dangerously close to being out of control and humans were, quote, unequivocally to blame. The report from the scientists warned that already greenhouse gas levels in the atmosphere are high enough to guarantee climate disruption for decades, if not centuries, meaning the deadly heat waves, monster hurricanes, and other weather extremes already happening will only become more severe. Monday alone saw 500,000 acres of forest burning in California, while in Venice, tourists waded through ankle-deep water in St. Mark's Square. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres describes the report as a code red for humanity. In 3 months, a United Nations climate conference in Glasgow, Scotland, will try to get much more ambitious climate action out of the nations of the world. This is VOA News. Russian news agencies reported Monday 9 coronavirus patients died in a Russian hospital in a southern city after an oxygen pipe burst underground, cutting supply to an intensive care ward. The local health ministry was quoted by the TASS news agency as saying a total of 71 people were in intensive care, but not all were receiving oxygen supply. There are reports that regional authorities have agreed to supply area medical facilities with oxygen tanks, with medical staff forced to switch connections for patients who are on ventilators. Russia's federal health watchdog will investigate the case, according to the Interfax news agency. Canada lifted prohibitions on Americans crossing the border to shop, vacation, or visit on Monday, but the United States is maintaining restrictions for Canadians, part of a bumpy return to normalcy from COVID-19 travel bans. U.S. citizens and legal residents must be both fully vaccinated and test negative for COVID-19 within 3 days to get across one of the world's longest and busiest land borders. Travelers also must fill out a detailed application before crossing. The U.S.-Canada border has been closed to non-essential travel since March 2020 to try to slow the spread of coronavirus. The U.S. has said it will extend its closure to all Canadians making non-essential trips until at least August 21st, which also applies to the Mexican border. But the administration of U.S. President Joe Biden is beginning to make plans for a phased reopening. The main requirement will be that nearly all foreign visitors to the U.S. will have to be vaccinated against the coronavirus. Belarus's leader Alexander Lukashenko on Monday denounced international sanctions on his authoritarian regime as Western nations announced new penalties over a crackdown on dissent that began a year ago when the country erupted in protests against his rule. In power since 1994, the ruler has jailed hundreds since mass demonstrations broke out over an election last August that many observers say was rigged. Western governments have punished his regime with waves of sanctions, and on Monday, the United States, Britain, and Canada slapped new penalties on Belarus. The leader, who claims to have won more than 80% of the 2020 vote, accused the opposition of trying to stage a coup last year. The opposition believes Svetlana Tikhanovskaya, who stood in the election of her place, jailed husband, and now lived in exile in Lithuania, is the real winner. She led a rally on Monday to mark the election anniversary and vowed to continue the fight. Find more at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.